Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We now return to Cordishy and Coit. Call the show at 401-737-1287. Southern New England's sports original. 103.7.
WEEI.
All right, welcome back to hour number two of Cordishy and Coit on WEEI, 401-737-1287, the phone number. We got a ton of texts that I never had a chance to get to in the first hour. I apologize for those that sent the texts in on the text line, but we spent the majority of the first hour talking about the Patriots-Vikings game Thursday night, and your feelings coming out of that game. Are you more optimistic or pessimistic about this team? Because we did see certainly a lot of signs of life from this offense, which we haven't seen most of the season yet.
Yeah.
The flip side of that is the defense didn't look so great after being so dominant over this last 3-4-5 week stretch. So a lot to talk about there. Certainly, I know a lot of Patriots fans are upset with the officiating, but as I pointed out, I am too, but that's not why they lost the game. I thought they had made enough mistakes on their own to lose that game to the Vikings. Just, you know, some critical mistakes, whether it be Hunter Henry not getting out of bounds on that final drive, that two-minute drive before halftime, or Mac Jones sliding down instead of just throwing the ball away, so he had to burn a timeout.
I thought the running into the punter was a killer.
That was the biggest play. That was the one that bothered me the most, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the plays, it was the, you know, running into the
punter on fourth
and three. Yeah, you had the momentum, and then he brings their offense back out on the field. They end up going down and scoring a touchdown. I thought the Bryant hit was flag-worthy. Nick, you disagree with me.
But I hated it.
I didn't like it. I
hated it. It's just one of those plays that I'm like, my question to, you know, the officials, to anybody that's watching, is how does Miles Bryant avoid hitting him in the back? And again, he didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the back. It may have been high on the back.
Yep.
May have been in the shoulder blades, but he hit him in the back. How is he, in the heat of the game, in the heat of the moment, supposed to avoid that? If he tries to avoid that, Scott, you know what probably happens? He hurts himself.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that.
And you know, I didn't think Kyle Duggar had a good game. I thought, you know, he slipped on the Hockenson touchdown when they had that perfectly diagnosed. And then he got held on the kick return for a touchdown. You got to put your arms up in the air and let the officials know you're getting held. Sometimes you're not going to see this stuff unless you make it obvious to them, hey, I'm being held. So, you know, there were a lot of things that I thought the Patriots could have done better that they didn't. But are you more optimistic or pessimistic coming off of that loss? 401-737-1287, the phone number. Steve is in Fall River. Good morning, Steve. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
I'm going to answer your question with a clarification. Depends on what your end goal is, if I'm happy or sad. My end goal is not to make the playoffs as a last seed in the playoff. My goal is to see Mac Jones get better, and then the team around him secondarily get better also. And I think I saw that. I'm going to go Glenn Ordway here. I'm going to straddle both sides of the fence. I thought Mac did better. Granted, he had a few mistakes. The Hunter Henry problem was he put it behind Hunter Henry. He put his first Hunter Henry touchdown pass behind Hunter Henry, and he was right down the middle of the field, and Hunter Henry actually used that ball being thrown behind him to beat his initial defender. But Hunter Henry was wide open on the goal line.
Yep.
All I had to be was at him or in front of him, and he falls in the end zone. The only reason he had to go through that pirouette, this, that, dance, was the ball was behind him. But I still like what I saw from Mac Jones. Believe it or not, I came away a little better about the defense, not because of all the things you brought up already, but that front line looks solid. Their goal line defense is solid. They're solid up front.
Against the run, Steve, I was encouraged, as Scott pointed out.
I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
Because if you cannot stop the run, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You can get better. You can scheme up. You got to get more people. It's not happening this year, by the way. I'm talking about a building. I'm looking at it in the long term.
Yep.
You brought up Kyle Duggar. I like Kyle Duggar.
Me too.
I called him a Bob Sanders light. What is he doing on the kickoff team? Why is your best safe? Was Lawyer Malloy on the kickoff team?
No.
Rodney Harrison on the kickoff team?
But Kyle Duggar's always played special teams. He was heralded for it when he was at Lenoir Ryan, too.
I understand that, but isn't that a big crash bang thing here? I mean, can you get, you don't have another guy on the roster that could do that job?
I don't mind that.
I've also found out that no coach in the NFL wants players to go offside. No coach wants special teams breakdowns. But Bill Belichick has no way to make that happen. I'm not blaming Bill Belichick for a guy running into the punt. Of course they work on that. But that last year under Bill Belichick, remember, the greatest coach of all time, they had three block punts. Nobody in the league had more than one.
Right.
Dan Campbell, all these other guys you call Nimrods, didn't have these things happening. So I'm not mad at Bill Belichick for that. I'm mad at for the nonsense I heard from this side of the phone. I'm pointing to your side. You can't see my fingers, but telling me I got some advantage. We have no advantage. You need players. You need players.
What are you talking about? Advantage?
There's no advantage to having Bill Belichick coaching your team.
Stop it.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, should have cut him off earlier. Quick trigger. Quick trigger. He was good. That's the thing. He was good, and then he went there.
There's no advantage to having Bill Belichick coach your team.
Yeah.
Did you see Sean McVay get pantsed by Belichick in the Super Bowl a few years ago?
Yeah.
But there was no advantage to having Belichick coach your team.
I know.
And by the way, your boy Tom Brady didn't exactly shine in that game. Okay? They won that game. Was it 13-3? Was that Super Bowl, the final score?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Belichick clearly out-coached Bob Sala there on Sunday.
So, yeah, no doubt.
Steve, it was a good call, and then that.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, that was a pillow fight, and one big play won it. Yeah. But both teams.
Yeah, but there was even talking about it this week, how the timeouts were managed.
Here's what I will say. Here's what I will say. If I am Zach Wilson, I absolutely despise Bill Belichick and the Patriots because the Patriots cost him his job. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, the guy's 5-2 as a starting quarterback, but his two losses to the Patriots, he looks so
horrendous.
Bad that they made a change. Now, they also made a change because of the way he handled himself in the postgame press conference when didn't want to accept responsibility, and he lost that locker room. I guess his players really turned off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
How could you not? You scored 3 points, and you say you're not the problem?
Yep.
Like, get out of here with that.
Yep. He realized the error of his ways. Supposedly, he apologized to his team last week.
Tough crap.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know.
Should have known that before, man.
All right. Let's say hello to Dan in Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You're next on Cordeschi and Coit on WEEI.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, before I get to another point, I told Joe that Belichick needs to go, but somehow I'll have a better way of saying it that I won't get hung up on.
Yeah, right. Instead of saying it's not an advantage,
I'll have a little more eloquent way of putting it. But
so, why does he need to go?
Well, here's the thing. You just said something. I've been on this for a while. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You just said something about Walt Anderson, Scott. He's 70 years old. The game's fast. How old is the freaking head coach?
I know.
You can't have this both ways.
No, yes, I can. An official out on the field, running up and down the field, being able to see and call plays. Now, that's different than being standing on a sideline. I'm sorry. It's totally different.
It's not different about how you build a team and how it disciplines. For 20 years, all right, great game to watch. And if they lost every game the rest of the year that way, I'd love to watch that as opposed to them winning the way they won last week.
Mm.
So if we made fun of every team because they find ways to lose because they're undisciplined, dumb penalties, not aware of the situation. That's a badly coached football team.
Mm-hmm.
It is. There's no way around it. Are you going to deny that they are a badly coached team right now?
They are making the mistakes that they didn't for 20 years here. So
Tom Brady solve all those mistakes then by himself? No.
No.
He didn't solve them, but he may have covered some of them. He may have covered some of them.
Look, I'll before I get to my favorite subject, I'm going to put this way. Thursday was yet another perfect example of why I just don't want Belichick here anymore. How did Buffalo win the game when they needed him? There was Stephon Diggs, right?
Yep.
Went right to him.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys a little more balanced, but CeeDee Lamb all over the field, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What are the Vikings are basically a 500 team without Justin Jefferson. I don't think that's even like a hyperbole statement. Do you agree?
He's the guy, man. He is the guy.
Yeah. And look at Miami's resurgence now that they've got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's endless. It's just endless. Until they have to do what every other team does, trade up, trade your pick, go find somebody, and get an alpha stud receiver here. It's not just good because that's the way the game is. It's also great because that's what your quarterback needs, right?
You do. You need an elite weapon.
Yep.
So do you think Bill Belichick's going to change his ways anytime soon in that department?
We
haven't been drafting one because we know that's not going to work anyway.
That's the problem.
Right?
I think he's tried in the draft, but he's failed miserably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, N'Keal Harry was an absolute disaster. Tyquan Thornton, I mean, the jury's out on him. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep.
He's had...
So that's my frustration, Scott. I'm not.
So you're frustrated. You're more frustrated with Bill Belichick, the GM, than you are the coach.
Yeah, but that's not going to change, and that's my whole point. Is we're going to keep spinning our wheels till he decides to get past 347. You know, that's what frustrates me. You're right. I've never said about him as a coach, but until he's willing to give up two number ones to bring in a guaranteed Justin Jefferson type. It ain't going to change. It's just not. And that's the most frustrating thing from my end of the view. And yes, I'd like to see a new voice, a new perspective, and just a different way of doing things.
Well,
that's just me.
Here's my frustration is the way that he has handled Dan, the coaching staff. Because
that's the other reason, yes.
Because of obviously we've talked ad nauseum about the whole offensive play calling thing, Patricia and Judge, whatever. But you pointed out last year that what was it, three blocked kicks, whatever, in the league or whatever it was. And was that you or was that Steve? Oh, my gosh. Am I mixing up my calls? I can't remember.
I got to go back to my cue card.
One of you guys. Yeah, one of you two pointed out the fact that they had, what, three blocked kicks or punts, whatever it was last year. That already would put. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. That would already put, you know, their special teams, you know, coach on the hot seat. You would think it would be warm, right? The thing that, like, when Pierre Strong makes a play like that, that's yes, okay, it's on the player itself, but there's also coaching there. Like there should be a culture where that, you know, as we had for 20 years here, where guys know you don't go near him when that happens.
Situational awareness.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And there's been less and less of that here going on. And so that falls back on Belichick in building a coaching staff, right? And building the right coaching staff because yes, you have some good players on special teams. You have Matthew Slater, who's one of the greatest special teams players that this league has ever seen, but the discipline around him and with certain players has not been as disciplined the last couple of years. That's a fair point. And that where does that come back to? Well, do you have the right people on staff here with Bill? You know, and is he sort of with guys that he's quote unquote comfortable with or comfortable, you know, that are yes men with Belichick? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I've been praying. You've been preaching what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a minor miracle, to be honest with you, when you consider everything that we're talking about, that they're even 6-5. It really is. It's, you know.
But part of that is they do have a decent head coach.
Yeah,
he's been pretty good.
I mean, he looks at his team. He can identify the strengths and weaknesses, and he tries to win the way he thinks they can win. So, like, when this offense was struggling, he's like, okay, I've got to win with good defense, field position, you know, and I give him credit for that. I still think he's an excellent coach. I do.
Yep.
And on that subject, can I just transfer to my favorite one real quick because it's very parallel to what we're talking about here.
Okay. Yeah.
I have been waxing poetic for years. Everyone out in San Francisco now is saying, gee, he looks like he did in 2017. Where has this been the last 3 or 4 years? When he isn't injured, I get it. You know, I've been saying he's been neutered. That's what Kyle Shanahan has done to him. He's basically neutered him. And when he was there in 2017, he didn't know the playbook when he went in. He was able to ad-lib and just play quarterback. Now, all of a sudden, he's letting him play quarterback again. And wow, sure enough, his numbers have gone up, and he's actually looking like the guy he was when he was here and when he started over there.
It's been so frustrating to me on that end. Even just recently, I'll give you one quick example. They won 2 weeks ago. They win, what was it, 22-16. They ran the ball 41 times,
yeah,
right? And they got 157 yards. What's that, a 3.8 average or something?
Yeah,
what,
sure.
What kind of a genius does that make you to run? Any team in the league can run the ball 41 times for 3.8 yards. You can have a quarterback that can bail you out on third down because there's like 6 or 8 times where they were third and long. And what, he was like 8 for 10. If you have a quarterback that can come through, that running doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and free then, Jimmy.
So last week they run the ball 17 times and they score 38 points in 2.5 quarters and you got the JV team in with 8 minutes left in the game. Is that just like, am I dumb? Or is that like, what am I missing here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Free Jimmy.
If they don't get there this year, at least the Glendale, honestly, in my opinion, and it's the reason they didn't win the Super Bowl or win the NFC Championship last year, is because the coach is basically doesn't trust his quarterback, and he just takes 2 or 3 possessions away from his team every game by running the ball 40 times.
Sure.
That's just
He does have 2 of the better running backs in football, but CMC and Mitchell.
McCaffrey's a receiver. You could run, you know what I'm saying?
You can still
they
run
get
it
so
now.
Much firepower. Yeah. They can run it when they want. You can hammer a game. Good. Go up big, and then the second half, you want to put a Mitchell and just lay down the hammer. That's what makes them a great team right now. They can beat you any way, you know, they're multidimensional.
Yeah.
And the quarterback is playing at a Pro Bowl level. Sorry, he just is.
Let him loose. Let him do his thing. Be good to my Jimmy.
Hey, where's my buddy in Pawtucket? I need him to call now. That wasn't me disguising my voice last week. That was actually somebody else.
Yeah.
Very astute caller. Yeah. Very astute caller. Uh-huh. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, thanks. You too. By the way, Jeff Wilson's averaging 5.1 yards per carry and CMC 4.4 yards per carry.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I agree. Wilson, I had him on my fantasy team before that, and then they traded for
him. You should have kept him. Like, you shouldn't have got rid of him.
Nah, he hasn't been great in Miami. He's been okay.
Yeah, but, pretty good. He's a good addition.
But anyway, 401-737-1287, the phone number. We'll take a break. You're listening to Cordeschi and Coit on WEEI.
Now, here's what's trending on
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.